Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So thanks to more of us talking openly about mental health issues, an increasing number of people are reaching out for help and for treatment. Yet despite this, there is still a huge amount of stigma surrounding the use of medication to treat these problems. Journalist Louise O'Sullivan recently wrote, "This year, I started taking anxiety medication, something I've been avoiding for years, all because I was afraid of what people would think. And I'm pleased to say she is with me now. Louise, you are very, very welcome to the show. How are you?"
"I'm great, thanks, Jen. Thanks so much for having me on to talk about this."
"It's great to have you. Now, Louise, can I ask you, have you always been an anxious person? Is this something you remember as a child?"
"Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. I've always been, as a child, like I always would have described myself as very cautious. Definitely anxious. I suppose in hindsight, a lot more anxious than what I would have thought, you know, for the average child. And I suppose it's always been something that I've dealt with throughout the years. And then it definitely exasperates at different times. But definitely going back to as young as 4 years old, I would have remembered having intense periods of anxiety for sure."
"Wow.
That is young to
remember that. There was also a tragic event in the family when you were 12 years old. Can you tell us what happened?"
"Yes. So basically Christmas week, I would have turned 12 on the 21st. And then my dad suffered a massive heart attack on the night of the 23rd, morning of the 24th of December. So I was woken up in the middle of the night and I could hear a lot of commotion going on. It was my mom downstairs. And I could hear this really loud breathing sound. Well, I didn't know at the time it was a breathing sound, but it was my dad struggling to breathe. And two of my three brothers were in the house at the time. And, you know, they were trying to give my dad CPR to keep him alive until the ambulance came. And it was hugely traumatic. I had no idea what was going on. Really, really frightening. And as a result of it, my father passed away. And it really cemented kind of, I suppose, an intense fear and anxiety in someone who was already of an anxious nature, I suppose. It really kind of influenced how my thinking and how my mental health was going to develop over those coming years after that."
"Of course, I mean, that's completely understandable. Now, you've tried many things over the years to manage your panic and your anxiety. Yeah. Can you tell me about some of them?"
"Sure. I suppose one of the main ones that I've done and I've dipped in and out of is counselling and psychotherapy throughout my life, really. Like in my early teens after that event, I did a little bit of it, but predominantly in my 20s is when I did a lot of the work there. And, you know, it did help to a certain extent, but I found I was still very much battling a lot. I love walking and yoga, so they did help for a period of time as well. And something I love is just journaling, you know, physically writing the thoughts that I'm having in my head, get them out onto a page. And, you know, I suppose I had done those to varying degrees over the years, and at times they helped, and then at times they just weren't. It just wasn't enough, to be honest. I was finding I was just, I would have tried a bit of meditation as well, but, you know, I have all the various apps like Headspace and things like that. And again, just wasn't really enough of an impact for me to have a better quality of life.
Those apps give me anxiety when they tell me to focus on, and then when they tell me to focus on my breathing, I actually start going, I can't breathe right now. I get it. And you mentioned it's something very important that you try. It's not like, I mean, you've been trying all these things and they work for a certain amount of time, but then it just wasn't enough. And you also say that you fought against taking medication for many years. Why was that? Where did that fear come from?"
"To be honest with you, the first time I thought about taking medication was back in 2018. I just had run into a really severe period of anxiety that I couldn't shake off. And I went to the GP and, you know, I discussed it with him and he was great and gave me a prescription and I got the prescription, but I just didn't take it. I left it in my bag for a while and then I put it in my bedroom drawer and I just didn't want to admit to myself that I could take it. And when I stripped that back and was like, well, why don't you want to take it? It's because I was afraid of like being judged. I was afraid of people knowing, had I let people down. There was still very much a sense of shame for me around it. And I was kind of nervous that people would think that I'm not capable of things because I know how capable I am. But there is this side of me that does get very anxious. And I suppose I was nervous that people would maybe discredit me, you know, not take me seriously. Mm-hmm. And there was just this whole sense of, what are these people going to think of me? What are peers going to think of me? What are colleagues going to think of me? What are my friends and family going to think? Now, by and large, you know, people are supportive, but I do have, and, you know, I have no doubt that there are people in my life that maybe I'm not, you know, super close to, but would be, you know, people I would see regularly who would maybe be thinking, oh, sure, your one is on medication, you know. And I just think, is it not time that we move past that? But that is initially why I fought against it. And I did that for 3 years with three different visits to my GP. So it really did take like a gradual kind of, I need to put myself first and not be worried constantly what other people are thinking, you know, for my own quality of life.
So you had the medication, you put it in the drawer.
Yeah.
What happened? Did something shift?
So I suppose I initially started taking herbal remedies, and I don't know if it was a placebo effect or whatever. I was like, oh, this is grand, this will work. And then, to be honest with you, then the main thing that changed was back in January of this year, I suffer a bit with migraine, and you know, that's kind of how my anxiety manifests physically a lot of the time. And I had gotten, I think, 5 migraines in 7 days. And, you know, I was at home and I was just a nervous wreck. My boyfriend, who I'm living with now, would have seen me have panic attacks on maybe one-off occasions and knows about my anxiety, but never, I think, would have witnessed it to this extent. And we were both just sitting there and I was like, there has to be something that I can do to help improve the situation, you know, because it doesn't just affect you physically and emotionally, it affects those around you.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and that was the clincher for me. I was just like, I have to try something else. And if medication is what that is, I need to stop fighting against it. And I need to stop worrying about what other people may or may not say about me, you know. It was just kind of, I was at the end of my tether, to be honest with you, Jen. You know, I was physically, emotionally, mentally just depleted. Because I have been battling against it for most of my life, you know, like, I don't know what life is without anxiety is how I would describe it. And, you know, enough was enough. And, you know, the doctor was great and had given me a lot of knowledge that I was quenching, I suppose, a lot of the fears that I had had about, you know, taking that step. And he said to me, for example, look, Louise, if you had diabetes, would you, and I was giving you medication for your diabetes, would you be fighting against it? Would you be worried about what people were thinking? And I was like, of course not, because I'm doing something to improve my health. And he was like, it's not different, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just this barrier that still seems to be around the idea of treating mental health with medication. You know, we've come a long way, but I feel like this is still something that needs to be chipped away at.
Absolutely. Now, you say that you're afraid of what people would think if they knew you took medication for anxiety, yet you wrote an article about it. Did you feel you were exposing yourself? How did that
absolutely feel? Like, absolutely. I mean, look, I was, you know, absolutely nervous putting that article out there. But I just felt like, if I'm going through this, how many other people are going through this? You know, how many other people are afraid to put it out there? And I think writing is a great way for us all to communicate what we're actually feeling. And if we all spoke about it a little bit more honestly on a day-to-day level, this stigma would completely break down. Because, you know, I'd know that Joe down the road is experiencing it, and I'd know that, you know, whoever is experiencing it. And yes, putting the article out there, I was nervous, definitely. But I felt that I had to stop kind of worrying what other people were going to think. And I just think it's time that as a society we kind of realize that your mental health and your physical health go hand in hand. And if you need, you know, taking something for your physical health is okay, why is taking something for your mental health not okay, you know? So that's kind of where my motivation for putting the article out there was, I suppose.
How are things going for you now since you began taking medication?
They are going a lot better. I feel a lot more balanced is how I would describe it. Like, I mean, obviously I still get anxious and I still get bouts of anxiety, but I think I'm a lot more equipped to kind of assess things. Mm. Yeah, assess things clearly. You know, normally it's this screaming anxious part in my brain that has me 6 feet under in 30 seconds, you know, whereas now I can step back and be like, right, well, this is what's actually happening. This is, you know, what maybe the anxious part of my brain thinks is happening. And I can just create that headspace and that bit of clarity around a situation that kind of prevents me from getting into that state of panic and burnout, you know. And people around me have noticed it. You know, you know, my friends have noticed it, my boyfriend has noticed it, my family, like it has dramatically helped me, you know. And I have to say, looking back now, I wonder, why didn't I do this years ago, you know? But I suppose it was just a barrier, or like that I had to break down in myself as well, to just, you know, put what everyone else is
thinking
aside.
And you tried other things, and that might work for other people. I mean, there's many ways of dealing with anxiety and panic.
Definitely.
What would you say to anyone thinking about going to their doctor but are just nervous about the idea of medication?
I think, look, take your time with the decision. I think there's nothing stopping you going, having an initial chat with your GP, especially, you know, if you have a good relationship with your GP and you trust them, or indeed your therapist as well, if you have one. I think, you know, even if you're kind of thinking, what concerns we have, write it down, talk to your GP, have a chat, and try not to let what other people may or may not think, I suppose, dictate what's best for you and your well-being. You know, I think it is an area maybe that people are still nervous about, but I think, you know what, just try and put other people's opinions aside and talk to a professional who knows what they're talking about and knows the information that you may not have and can guide you through it. You know, I have regular check-ins with my GP, you know, every couple of weeks to see how's the dosage, how am I responding, you know. So there's no one size fits all, obviously, but I just think the initial step of talking to your GP will open that door, you know. And everyone is different, but I think absolutely have the conversation if you think it's something that you need to try.
Don't suffer.
Absolutely.
Your quality
life's
of
too
life.
Short.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
you're dead right on that. Louise O'Sullivan, thanks so much for sharing your
story.
Thanks
so much, Jen.
I mean, it's not easy, but hopefully speaking about these issues will help move things forward. I mean, that's what we really want to do. So thank you so much and best of luck with everything you do, okay?
Thanks a million.
Thanks,
thank
Louise.
Thank you, Jen.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
That is Louise O'Sullivan. And I just want to say, if you have been affected by any of the issues in this conversation, you can find a number of helplines and resources at rte.ie/helplines. Back after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.